Kevin Blackestone, would you ever wear these five-toed Vibrams I'm wearing here in the studio?
I smell a fad. Not your feet. I smell a fad.
Kevin Blackestone is a sports columnist with AOL Fanhouse and a frequent panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn. And he's here to talk about a different kind of glove, Kevin, the kind that you wear on your hands. It's a big night for boxing tonight. Floyd Mayweather comes out of retirement.
Absolutely. This is huge. When Floyd Mayweather stepped away from the ring just about 2 years ago, he did so undefeated at the height of his career as what's considered the pound-for-pound best fighter on the planet.
Why do so many boxers make this huge show of retiring and then come back into the ring, you know, a few months later? It happens all the time.
Money. Uh-huh. That's the end of the story on that one. It's not that Floyd Mayweather needs money, but where else can you go and in one night go out and make seven figures, sometimes eight figures, in less than an hour? And that's what is on the table for Mayweather.
Tonight's fight is on pay-per-view. It's going to set you back about $50 if you choose to buy it.
Right.
For those who aren't following this match or don't follow boxing, why is Floyd Mayweather worth watching?
Well, he's worth watching because he is an absolutely fabulous athlete. He's a quicker version of a Muhammad Ali. He's got some Sugar Ray Robinson in him.
And he's never been beaten.
Never been beaten. Undefeated. And he's going up against a guy in Marquez who is now 36 years old, but at a time was thought to be as good a fighter as it was on the planet. And he's the classic Mexican boxer who will give no quarter. This fight will certainly go the distance.
Kevin, I don't know all the details about this, but I understand that Juan Manuel Marquez has a pretty unique training regimen.
Yeah, I just learned of this the other day watching one of those fabulous HBO 24/7 documentaries, and they showed Marquez training in the mountains, which is not unusual for Mexican fighters. But then they showed him going to get his first post-mountain workout meal, 24 freshly laid quail eggs cracked into a huge cup. And if that wasn't enough to turn your stomach, they showed him in his ringside ingesting his own urine.
Why would he ingest his own urine?
He claims that it was to recapture the nutrients lost out of his body.
Whatever works. Kevin, it's been about 2 years since Mayweather's last bout. Tonight's match was actually postponed because of a rib injury.
Right.
Do you think he'll be anything close to the fighter he used to be?
I think he will. I think he was really young. He's never really been hurt. He's had some hand issues. You know, to have a rib issue is pretty minor. I was a little bit concerned that he did not make the 144-pound catch weight that they were supposed to fight.
This is the weigh-in yesterday.
The weigh-in yesterday. He was a couple pounds overweight, which suggests maybe he's not as fit as he should be.
And he has to pay a penalty, actually, for being overweight.
Right, he
does. Like $300,000 per
which
pound,
is,
right?
Exactly, which is like nickels and dimes for a guy who makes millions of dollars anytime he steps into the ring.
And reportedly will earn about $5 million.
Right, and that's tonight. $5 million pretty much guaranteed. I mean, he could make up as much to $10 million, depending on the pay-per-views, which is really, really a big story going into tonight's fight.
The big story, as you alluded to, is that they are up against another fight, which is the Ultimate Fighting Championship bout, mixed martial arts. And that's really been cutting into boxing's numbers over the past few years.
Oh, right? Absolutely. It's been a rising tide since about the late 90s. It's not a great card. It doesn't measure up to Mayweather and Marquez. But if it can match what Mayweather and Marquez bring, or maybe even beat them, then that's a really, really bad sign for boxing. And you got to wonder, like, why is it that MMA is becoming so outrageously popular? And I think it's because a lot of kids coming up today didn't grow up like me, where they could watch boxing for free with Howard Cosell on Saturdays, the wide world of sports. But MMA has been out there. It's a YouTube phenomena. It's all part of the new media. And I think that's part of what made it so popular.
Kevin Blackestone is a national columnist for AOL Fanhouse. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy the fight.
I'm certainly going to buy it.